It's here and now. In the new film, The Immigrant, a boat arrives at Ellis Island in the early 1920s, aboard a jumble of colorless clothing and faces. Ava, played by Oscar-winning actress Marion Cotillard, and her sister Magna, who've left the war in Poland behind them, stare wide-eyed at the new world of New York. Ava tries to eat a banana without peeling it. But right off the boat, Magna is quarantined, a cough. Ava is detained, told she'll be deported. Enter Bruno, played by Joaquin Phoenix. He offers to rescue Ava, and soon she is on the ferry to Manhattan, but leaving her sister behind.
What's the matter?
I leave my sister here.
Do not worry. She's going to get the best medical care available. Do you have a place to stay?
No. Somewhere?
Yeah, I know a place. If you'd like, I can take you there. Yes?
Yes.
And the horn seems to scream, no, don't do it. But what choice does she have? Bruno turns out to be a pimp. He forces her into prostitution, even as he falls in love with her. We're not going to give too much more of the plot away, but Variety says the film calls on Tolstoy and Flaubert to tell this very American story. Oscar-winning actress Marion Cotillard joins us from the NPR studios in New York to talk more about it. Hello.
Hello.
And there with her, James Gray, who directed and co-wrote The Immigrant. Welcome to you as well.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. And start with you. The story has personal resonance for you.
Yeah, I mean, my grandparents came over to the United States in 1923 from Russia, and I heard tons of stories, and I tried to put as many of them as I could into the film. You know, details from not knowing how to eat a banana to the attitude of the immigration officials and, of course, the story itself, you know, coming over on the ship.
And Marion, you're from France. What did you – was there reading that you did? Was there – some story about New York that you could hang your role on?
Well, the first thing I started to research was Poland history. But the thing is, I had no idea how the immigration happened back then. I didn't know Ellis Island. And what I really researched was pictures of immigrants to study their look. Because they did those pictures of all the people who came through Ellis Island, and it's very interesting, the mix of hope and fear, and even though it's like still pictures, you can see inside of those people, it's tumultuous, and that was very, very interesting for me to study this.
What else did you see in their faces? Some tumult, you say, but what else did you see?
I remember one of the women, one of the pictures I had, she had those big surprised eyes. And what is interesting is that you can see surprise, but at the same time you can see that she's begging with her eyes, let me in. And that was interesting for me because Eva, and as well as Bruno and Orlando, they're very complex characters and they have very complex relationships. And all those pictures and all this complexity that I saw in those pictures, well, that was very inspiring.
Yeah. Let me in. Let me into your country, but into your culture. And then it's so wacky sometimes when they step into this culture. It's not just a brand new culture, but it's one filled with characters like, as you said, Bruno, and then his cousin, Orlando. He's the magician, played by Jeremy Renner, your character first season when he comes to perform on Ellis Island. It's not, you know, it's not as if this place is crazy and new enough. Suddenly there's a magician dropped in the middle of it. Let's listen to a little of his levitation act.
Tonight, I will attempt to rise before your very eyes. Now, there are those that query the possibility. But I understand that, you know. I've heard it all before. But I have to ask those people, how is it that you found yourself here, at this very moment, in America?
In other words, I'm going to levitate myself, but look what you did. James Gray, what were you thinking, dropping a magician to entertain the immigrants that are detained on Ellis Island?
What happened was I was doing research, and I was looking at exactly the photos that Marion was talking about. In fact, those are a series of photographs taken by a great photographer named Lewis Hine. And there's a library at Ellis Island where I was doing research, and I read about a concert that Enrico Caruso gave to the immigrants. And it said that a juggler and a magician opened for him. So knowing that a magician opened for Caruso, my mind started, of course, to wander to who that guy would be. And I started to read about a magician named Ted Annemann, who met with quite an unsavory end. And I thought, well, that's an interesting character. And that's how he became part of the story. The concert itself, we tried to get as accurate as possible. And it was very moving to me to actually shoot it in Ellis Island.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, to think of Caruso singing before these people. You know, he also came, you know, over. And there they were looking at him with those eyes that, Marion, you talked about.
It is an astonishing thing, isn't it? Because if you think about it, the equivalent today would be like having Beyoncé walk into the Social Security office and start singing for everybody. I mean, it's unheard of.
What was that like, given that, I mean, did your grandparents come through that building?
They did in 1923. And when the first time I ever went to Ellis Island, which was in 1976, right when they opened the doors basically for tourists, it had not yet been restored. And there were essentially kind of half-filled out immigration forms on the floor, and the mess hall had half a cup of coffee on the table and stuff. It was incredible. My grandfather took one look at the place and burst into tears.
Sure.
So it was very moving to be back there.
Yeah. I bet. Marion, your character, Ava, she steals herself. Yes, she is wide-eyed, but she soon, I don't know, how would you put it? What transformation did you feel? And before you answer, I just want to listen to another scene. As we said, she's forced into prostitution. It revolts her, but it's going to help her get her sister. Let's listen to a little of a scene where Bruno gives her some share of money from a client.
Here. Here's your cut. Your sister. Well, you don't like money? You don't want it. I'll keep it.
I like money.
Good.
I don't like you. I hate you. And I hate myself.
Because she faced horror in her country, nothing will reach the level of horror that she saw in her country. And if this is something she has to do, I mean prostitution, to get her sister out, well, she just shut her brain and she just does it because she has no other choice.
Yeah. You know, on the one hand, everybody in the film is on the take. It's hard to know who to trust. On the other, these characters escape something far worse they've left behind and they have a chance at a new life.
When you talk about the American dream, it's, I think, very important to consider it something that is not some kind of fantasy, you know, where the typical kind of media conception is, I came to America and all of a sudden it was great and I made lots of money. And that's really, it does actually a disservice to the American dream because it actually paints it as a total fiction. And one of the things that we tried to convey was this whole idea that it's both fake, but also real. There's always the potential.
Hmm. Yeah, the cliché is always true in a way.
Marion Cotillard stars in the new film, The Immigrant. Director, co-writer James Gray has joined us as well. It's really a beautiful film, and we thank you both for talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Jeremy, look, I'm at our website. We've got some of those Lewis Hine this era pictures. Aren't they something?
Yeah.
These black and white photos.
Nice slideshow at hereandnow.org.
Yep. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with A World of Glass, claymation video set to hypnotic music by artists Natalie Jurberg and Hans Berg, ICABoston.org.